Christmas on Pride Radio.
Hey sis, it's Christmas. You can cross me off of your wish list. Call Santa Claus and the missus. We gon' have the best Christmas that ever existed. Hey sis, it's Christmas. Come on over, bitch, you can't miss this. Don't need gifts, I can I get a witness. We gon' have the best Christmas that ever existed.
Boom, bright, Christmas, white. Reindeer's pulling that sleigh tonight. Don that apparel so gay. That's right. All of Santa's elves be giving me life. Shoot, score, eggnog, floor. Living room lit like never before. Ding dong, bitch, better get the door. Holiday holes, who could ask for more?
Cup of tea under the tree, tell me what you want. All that you need is a pal and a confidant. Family tree is a mess, but I want his cunt. Push it up straight to the back, sissy to the front, bang. The bells till the dawn, I'ma strut it out. Grinch, go home if you think I'ma cut it out. Don't forget, pass the hot roasted nuts around. Blow, go Mary, get ready to shut it down.
Getting fired up, I'm ready for the healing. Sugar plum fairy dancing on the ceiling. Hearing them angels singing, I'm feeling now.
Face top, rock, bring it back now.
Getting fired up, I'm ready for the healing. Sugar plum fairy dancing on the ceiling. Hearing them angels singing, I'm feeling now.
Hey sis, it's Christmas. You can cross me off of your wish list. Call Santa Claus and the missus. We gon' have the best Christmas that ever existed. Hey sis, it's Christmas. Come on over, bitch, you can't miss this. Don't need gifts, I can I get a witness. We gon' have the best Christmas that ever existed.
Red thong, sing a song. Gingerbread men gonna ping your bong. Mistletoe kiss, kiss can't be wrong. Ride that candy cane good and long. Nuts, crack, stocking, fat. Christmas Carol, she in the back. Look at her working with all of that. Frosty the Snowman, where you at?
Cup of tea under the tree, tell me what you want. All that you need is a pal and a confidant. Family tree is a mess, but I want a cunt. Push it up straight to the back, sissy to the front, bang. The bells till the dawn, I'ma strut it out. Grinch, go home if you think I'ma cut it out. Don't forget, pass the hot roasted nuts around. Blow,
go Mary, get ready to shut it down.
Inside up, I'm ready for the healing. Sugar plum fairy dancing on the ceiling. Singing, I'm feeling
right.
Getting fired up, I'm ready for the healing. Sugar plum fairy dancing on the ceiling. Hearing them angels singing, I'm feeling right.
Hey sis, it's Christmas. You can cross me off of your wish list. Call Santa Claus and the missus. We gon' have the best Christmas that ever existed. Hey sis, it's Christmas. Come on over, bitch, you can't miss this. Hey sis, it's Christmas.
I cannot believe that we've got her on the radio. I'm so excited. Pride Radio, this is going to blow your mind. On Christmas Day, we have the winner of Big Brother, my favourite season ever of Drag Race runner-up, but in my eyes, the winner. She's also been on Australian Idol, Dancing with the Stars. She's even been on Neighbours. I know. And she also starred in a show with me quite recently on ITV2, which was a karaoke show. It is, of course, Courtney Act.
Yay!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Do you know what, Courtney? Like, whenever I try and, like, introduce you or, you know, just tell stories about you, I feel like you've done a million thousand things on TV.
I have. I feel like I might be up for a Guinness World Record for most number of reality television shows. But you've done quite a few as well.
Yeah, I've done quite a few. It's brilliant, isn't it? I don't know if it's a thing in Australia, but like you can sort of just be on the TV, like just doing these shows.
Yeah. It's not in Australia, which is the funny thing, because, and it's not really in America either, but it's definitely like an English, a British thing. And I always like have to tell my brain that it's normal to be on this many reality television shows when you live in the UK.
Oh, yeah, because us people from Britain, we just like to see everyday life. We like to see reality. We want to see the real Courtney act. And I've got to say, Courtney, you have got the best entrance ever.
Excuse me. Celebrity Big Brother.
Absolutely. Like, see, I'm so pleased you got that because Emma's looking at me right now thinking, oh my God, Tess, I can't believe you just said that.
But I'm so in shock.
When I watch Celebrity Big Brother, that entrance is iconic.
I just watched it today, I think, or yesterday. I can't remember what I was clicking, but it came up on the internet and I was like, oh, I'll watch that moment again.
Absolutely. I cannot. Honestly, when I see that back, I am in absolute awe. Girl, that figure, those legs.
You are beautiful, Courtney. Beautiful.
Honestly,
does it ever get annoying, Courtney? Just because I don't get this because I'm what society would call in the ugly bracket. So
no.
I don't. No, no. Here, this is not me trying to look. This is not me looking for attention, right? But when I see headlines of like people like Courtney, and I'm like, just does it ever get like? Do you just love it? I just love it. People blowing smoke up my bum all the time. Like, you know, just everyone going, you're so beautiful. You're so gorgeous. I'd love it. I think I'd print off like the tweets where people have been lovely and just stick them on my wall.
Well, it's funny because I like the ones where like where people value me for my brain.
Shut up. But you actually, to be fair, you are a massive advocate for like LGBTQIA plus community, and you know what, we chat quite a bit and you have taught me so much. I would like to think of myself as an ally, and you do, like, even on your Instagram, like, you do just teach everybody. You've taught me so much.
And me. And me, a fellow queen. I worked with Courtney just a little bit, and just those couple of days that we spent together, literally was an education. You know so much. I mean, I'm in that community, but you just seem to know so much history, and you're a fountain of knowledge. So them headlines should be about your brain because you are super intelligent.
Just turned into the Courtney Act smoke blowing.
Keep blowing that smoke.
Yeah.
Brains and beauty. So you have done so much. So what advice would you give to any queens who are wanting to, you know, be as big as yourself and be in this industry?
Well, I always think a lot of people, like, I became a drag queen because I couldn't not be a drag queen. I tried to stop so many times, but I just loved it so much because I was drawn to the performance the performance. I love performing. And I think that, like, if you love drag, if you love, whether it's the makeup or the hair or the costumes or the performance or whatever aspects of it, I think it's going to be that thing that just drives you, that you love doing all the time. And I think then it will just unfold for you. Because for me, it's like as many lemons as life has thrown my drag career, I just never can seem to stop. And I think that the fact that I've been doing it for 20 years is just because, yeah, I love it so much.
20 years.
It's never been a chore.
You don't look a day over 12, Courtney.
Definitely not.
Thank you.
Drag becomes an obsession, doesn't it? It becomes an obsession. And it's always the next best thing or the next best costume, the next best hair, the next best gig. But we've got a local girl who is currently running for Drag Race and being a Drag Race superstar, Courtney. What advice would you have to our local drag queen Cherry Valentine, who has just been announced from Darlington, who is heading to season 2 of the UK's Drag Race?
Oh, how exciting!
Yes.
Do you know her?
Well, I sort of do and sort of don't. She met me years ago and said I was the first drag queen she's ever saw. And now I feel sorry for her and feel like I need to offer a counselling. but she actually went away from Darlington and went down to Manchester, and she has set off an amazing career down there. So we don't know each other on a personal level, but we know of each other, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, whatever advice I have, it's too late now because they've already, thrown it back. But I guess the advice is, honestly, don't, and you never can do this, but don't read the comments when the show comes out. And there's people, you get lured in, somebody says something nice, and you're like, oh, that's lovely. And then someone else says something nice, and you're like, oh, that's lovely. And then someone says, I hope she dies. Oh. Like,
oh, it is so, like, it is hard, isn't it? But do you know what? Now I think I've got to a place where I quite enjoy reading the negative comments because they make me laugh.
Do you?
Yeah, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I used to really get wound up by them, but now some of them are so far-fetched. I'm like, that's actually quite inventive. Like, I didn't even know you could call us that. I didn't even know them words existed. So, no, some of them, I do think.
It just amazes me that people spend so much time writing so much negativity.
I had one recently. It was genuinely one of those ones where somebody, like, went out of their way to come to my page to comment about how annoying they found me or how much I, like, they've listed all these things. They're like, oh, God, Courtney, she'll come up to the opening of Envelope. She's done this, 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 and she's done this. And I'm like, you know this. You're the one who, like, I didn't even know some of these things. Like, it's so fascinating.
Where were we at?
Manchester.
Yeah, Manchester.
Canal Street, 3 years ago. 4 years ago, actually. Yeah, I think it was 4 years ago. And Scarlett had just come out of the jungle and we were walking up Canal Street after celebratory drinks. And people were shouting, Scarlett, Scarlett, can I have a photo? Can I have a photo? And this one guy turned around and shouts at Scarlett. And I'm going to let you finish off the story.
He said a very derogatory word. Like, it was like, it was just not a nice word.
Scarlett, you are a Bakewell.
Yeah. One of them. And and normally I would get really, like, upset over things like that, but I'd had a couple of drinks and I just turned round and I shouted, oh, my God, you really know me. And he just didn't know what to do. And from that moment I thought, oh, that's what you've got to do. You've just got to, like,
humour
it and just go right end. But
I think that kills trolls pretty quick when you come back at them with a little bit of humour when they've got nothing to say. But obviously Cherry Valentine's gone into season 2 and she's got all of this to come to. She's got the positivity, but she's also got those negative comments. And how do you deal with that, Courtney? How do you touched on that there, but how do you really deal with the negativity that people will?
I just normally write back, Bianca, please stop. She's always trolling me. I think it's really important to not read the comments as much as possible, because it can be a bit like digital cutting, and especially when you've just been on the show, and especially when you've just got this sudden burst of sort of online notoriety. You kind of get really excited by it and you just want to look at it all. Mm. And I would wake up each morning and I would, like, scroll through my phone for an hour. And, like, every night before I went to bed, I was scrolling through my phone for an hour. And it's just not a very healthy way to, you've got to have some boundaries, I think, in your own life. Like, you're going to read the comments, but maybe just limit how long for and make sure you're
focusing on. I'm going to take that advice. Thank you, Courtney. That's good advice there. I was wondering, because it's Christmas Day and you're Australian, although mm-hmm. you are technically a southern UK now, because you've lived in London
for a while. She's British.
Do you
now.
Have any, like, Christmas traditions that you've brought over from Australia?
Do I have any Christmas? Well, I would say, so in Australia, it's summer at Christmas, right? So it's warm. If I'm in Sydney with my friends, like, we might even go to Bondi Beach. They'll have a Christmas tree on the beach, which I always think
it's now
so
like
cute.
Satan.
You what?
Oh, well, we've got a beach near us, but it's nothing like that, Courtney. That sounds like heaven.
Yeah, it does.
It's also like, you know, 30 degrees on our beach on Christmas Day, as opposed to -2. And I don't know. This is actually the first year that I've had a Christmas tree, like, ever as an adult. It's only a little one, and I've ordered all of the decorations, but they kind of, I ordered all those pink bows.
Oh, I've
seen at how big the bows were, and they're like the size of a pound coin. I thought they were like giant. I thought I was buying this giant bag of luxury.
We're not
bows,
all size queens sat here, I promise you, Courtney. It sounds cute.
So have you got an angel on top of your tree or a star?
I actually am waiting for, what did I order? I think I ordered a star. I definitely ordered an angel. I ordered a star And I ordered some bows.
We had this debate earlier because in the UK, people have an argument about, is it an angel on top of the tree or is it a star? And people get really nasty about it. People get obsessed. Yeah. Oh, have you heard of the movie Die Hard?
I mean, I've heard of it. But I don't think I've watched it, but I know there's a Christmas thing.
Yeah, because these have never seen it. I was like, oh, do you think Die Hard's a Christmas movie? And Emma was like, yeah, I do. And I was like, have you seen it? And she was like, no. What is your favourite Christmas song? What will you be playing on repeat today?
Look, I'm a little bit biased, and it's been a skint year, so I could do with the Spotify spins. It's the Triple A Girls, Dear Santa, Bring Me a Man.
Yes, yes. We're going to play that right now. Thank you so much, Courtney. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Have a wonderful Christmas, Courtney. Lots of love.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. 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 Thank you, Chick. Come on, Santa, won't you bring me a man? It's getting late, so send him here. I don't think I can make it through another year. Come on, Santa, come through. Oh, the usual place. The usual.
Radio. Girl, bring me a man. Oh, I would like a man.
Well, did you put it on your Christmas list?
I've put it on my Christmas list every single year.
Oh. Well, do you know what? Santa might bring you it because he has got 7 reindeers pulling that sleigh, Emma. I'm sure there is room in his sleigh for a man for you.
I reckon that you do definitely room for like a man in Santa's sock. 100%. Do you know what though? It's funny you say that about the reindeers because I've only just found out this year that actually all the reindeers, like Prancer, Dancer, Rudolph, they're actually women.
No way.
Yeah, they're women deers because male deers lose their antlers during like the months of October and November.
The rut.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they're fighting and stuff and they lose their antlers. So actually everyone's been brought up to think like, oh yeah, it's like loads of men being dead manly and strong carrying Santa's sleigh.
But I didn't know that. And now that I know it, I don't think it makes any difference.
Nah. No, it doesn't. But I feel as though I've been educated again.
Do you feel educated?
Yes, educated.
Prancer and Dancer.
I mean, it's not really
drag queens, are they?
Why can they not be drag queen? Can they not be? Do you know what? You can be anything.
You can be anything you want.
Anything you want.
Anything.
If you want to pull Santa, be anything you want pulling him. That's what I say. What do you think, Em?
Well, I just think you can be whatever you want, who you want, and as long as you're having fun and being safe, just do whatever you like, really.
Yeah, and I wonder why Rudolph had a red nose.
Don't know. Oh. I mean, do you think it's just because it's really cold? Do you think he was just very sensitive to the cold like you? Maybe
if Santa
stuck a jacket on her, she might not have had a red nose.
Yeah, do you know what? I found that really strange because you said put a jacket on her.
Yeah,
that is really strange.
But if you think about it, all the songs and everything, like they never say him, it's just Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Well, that was a nice little...
Had a very shiny nose.
Like a light bulb. Oh, Emma, do your version of the snowman.
Oh, I know, but I haven't
Alan Jones, do your vocal warm-up. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la. I'm walking in the air. La 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 la.
You have just melted the snow with them absolute...
I've done a B plus minus one.
That was your GCSEs.
I don't know what that is. I just know that in the music world, they do some up with letters and numbers, don't they?
Should we put someone on who does know about letters and numbers of the music world?
I think we should, Scarlett.
It's time to play Kelly Clarkson on Pride Radio, Underneath the Tree.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson underneath the tree on Christmas Day on Pride Radio. But what was your worst present under the tree?
Ooh, I'm not going to lie, it's when I woke up and found you laid under it because you'd had too much Prosecco the night before.
The worst present I've ever had is some batteries.
Ooh, what were the batteries for?
Yeah, nothing. That's the thing. Like, it was, no, it was like a secret Santa. At work, I worked in an office in Darlington, and
they know you.
I know. And I just got batteries.
No.
Yeah, like really thick batteries as well. Like, I don't know if someone nicked the actual present I was meant to get. And like, I was just left with
you
the batteries.
You got the add-ons.
I think so, yeah. Unless it was meant to be a joke.
Was it a triple A?
No. AAA, I could get the joke, but it wasn't. It was like, you know them big chunky square batteries?
Yeah.
It was just them. And then me grandma, God rest her soul, used to always get us a lavender gift set, and every year I used to tell her I was allergic to lavender, which I am, but she'd still persist in getting it, which I don't know if that's a hint that she really wanted us to come out in like hives.
I think half of the country are actually allergic to Lynx Africa gift sets because why do people insist? Is that even still a thing now?
I think it's been going about 20-25 years now.
It needs to stop. It needs to go back.
No, I've actually got my boyfriend's.
No way! Why?
I just thought that was what blokes like.
No, I don't know because I'm not a bloke. Well,
oh yeah, you don't know, see, that's
no,
what it is.
No, no, definitely not. No.
Emma, what's the worst present you've ever got?
Oh, I've had a few over the years, but I mean,
presents we're on about.
I know, but obviously from the deodorants to bars of soap. I mean, I thought somebody was trying to imply that I stunk. And then with the deodorants, and then you get your razor blades. But I mean, razor blades for your face. I know this is hard to believe, but I do shave.
Same, hon.
But I don't really like shaving with a Bic.
No.
No.
You can't shave with a Bic. You can't shave your face with a Bic.
No,
Emma,
no,
can we get back onto track about what you wrote?
No, but that's what I was... Yeah, they're the worst presents, really.
Do you know what? I don't mind, like, a bar of soap and that, though.
Razor blades for me. I'm over the moon with razor blades. I mean, the amount... Yes, and the amount we go through. Do you know what I mean? We've got to shave from the eyebrows down.
Just the cheapest ones.
Right, well...
I think you're a little bit posh, aren't you?
I'm not posh, come on.
What's the best present you've ever got, Em?
Oh... I've had a few good presents, but you're putting us on the spot now, and now I'm trying to think of something...
That I've bought, yeah. Yeah. I know, I could tell. Whenever anyone asks that, I always say, what have you bought us in the past? What have you bought us in the past?
You have, literally. I'm going to let everybody know out there, because every single listener, Scarlett, this morning, has surprised her queens with one of the best Christmas presents ever.
Oh, yes,
we're talking about the worst Christmas presents, but this has got to be up there with the gayest, the campest, the best Christmas present for her queens.
Aww.
She surprised us this morning with not only... we didn't know this was even going to happen, but Steps is touring next year.
Yeah.
And she knows that we are all massive fans of the group. We have got
all the albums. We know all the songs.
We
know
but now all the dance we routines. Have tickets to Newcastle Steps Tour.
On our doorstep.
We're going to see H, Lee, Claire, Lisa and Faye, who's a northern bird now.
I know. I'm so excited, you know.
So thank you for that.
That's all right. Do you know what? I really like presents that, like, I mean, I like stuff as well, but I like memories. And I think, like, 2021 for me is the year of making memories.
Absolutely.
We haven't got to make that many this year.
This
has been up there, though, doing radio, Pride Radio with you two on Christmas Day has been massively up there. Like, no, it has. It has.
Thank you.
I think we should put another song on in case I start crying. And
don't cry.
Oh, no, I am going to start crying because the song is Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
And Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year, especially with you guys.
Aww.
Hey, yeah.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
Christmas on Pride Radio.
Pride Radio with me, Tess Tickle.
Oh, it's nearly time for us to go, Queen.
No,
thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to Pride Radio with me, Scarlett Moffat, Miss Tess Tickle and Miss Emma Royd. And one of my favourite things, and I never thought I'd get to do this, is the Queen's speech. And I want to do my own Queen's speech. I know technically I'm not royalty, but once upon a time, I was the Queen of the Jungle, which still I pinch myself about a day. So whether you call it Her Majesty's Most Gracious Speech, the Queen's Christmas Speech, or just the wonderful woman on the telly giving a chat, here is my rendition of my Queen's speech. I never imagined that one day there would be a time where I'd wear a face mask more than I'd wear a bra in a full year. Where I didn't get excited over the words tier three because it didn't mean a big wedding cake, it meant being away from family and friends. But me lovelies, we are here, we are safe and we are well. Me heart goes out to all those who we have lost along the way, and let's celebrate this Christmas for them. So however you're celebrating your Christmas, whether you've pulled a cracker, right, dug into a bit breast or had a good bit of stuffing, Merry bloody Christmas from me, Scarlett Moffat, on Pride Radio.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thanks. Come on, Tess, you are also the Queen of the Northeast. Give us a little speech.
Well, I wouldn't say I was the Queen of the Northeast, but I am a Queen of the Northeast. It's been a difficult year for everyone, but let's concentrate on the positives. Some of you will have had more time to spend with your loved ones. I know I have, working 5 days a week in primary schools and then working 6 nights as a drag queen on the boards. It's also given me time to reflect on things that really matter in life, and that is family and friends. And making the most of those family and friends. And for anyone who is finding this current situation difficult today, there is lots of places that you can seek help, seek advice. Check out our local Pride stores, our Pride pages. Durham Pride has a help section there as well. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas. And what I would like to take through to 2021 is something from 2020, actually. And I know you're finding that hard to believe, but the community, the LGBTQIA plus community, has come together. They've supported each other. They've helped each other. And we have got through this year together. So a big Merry Christmas from me, Scarlett and Emma, and the whole of Pride Radio. You have been amazing, and I wish you all the very best for 2021.
Oh, that's so cute. Come on, Miss Emma, you are You are the most beautiful queen in the North East.
No.
You are. Well, well, after me and Tess. No, we're on par, we're on par.
Well, I don't know where to start with my speech. Sat here on Christmas Day doing Pride Radio, I have thoroughly enjoyed myself. Aww. Sat with two of my gorgeous besties who are, in my eyes, my queens. But if we're going to reflect back over the year, it has been a difficult year, as we've already highlighted, but we need to be loving, feeling festive today and enjoying the moment. I, throughout the year, am going to reflect, not just looking in the mirror daily, at myself and looking at how many pounds I've piled on over this year. I've learned how to use a computer.
Yeah, and you've learnt how to use Instagram this year.
Yes, thanks to you.
I feel like 2020 for you has been all about...
It's very educational, really. And Zoom as well. Face-to-face with Zoom.
Coming soon in 2021, Educating Emma via Pride Radio.
But most importantly, I have come closer to my gorgeous friends, who are my family, who I love dearly, who I have spoke to every day, who have supported me, been there on the phone for me when I've needed them, and always been, yes, the shoulder hasn't been there to cry on physically, but that is being there on the phone for me. Don't cry, come on, don't cry. But I just want to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas, and thank you all so much for listening to us today on Christmas Day.
Oh my God, that's actually made me cry, and I wasn't expecting to.
Do you know what? I've never...
That's actually made me cry. Oh,
do you know, Emma, that speech came from the heart, and I know we all came, we spoke from the heart, but that was absolutely beautiful.
That was really beautiful. Aww. Oh, I really hope that everyone has a wonderful Christmas, and don't go anywhere, keep Pride Radio on, because up next is Stu Smith, and then at 4 p.m. you've got an absolute treat, because it is the best of Northern Pride 2019. Merry Christmas, everyone. We're going to leave you with one of the greatest Christmas songs ever. It is
I wish it could be Christmas every day. Merry Christmas!
Are you ready to
win? Yes!
Oh, when the snowman brings the snow, oh, when it just might like to know, just put a great big smile on somebody's face. If you jump into your bed, quickly cover
On Pride Radio.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight. And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. Christmas time. is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. Oh, that's enough. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Christmas from Pride Radio.
Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun. It's the season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Pride Radio.
Oh, Christmas from Pride Radio.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
Pride Radio.